Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. One of my regulars is on the show. By the way, thank you very much for being a regular on the show. I appreciate
that. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you do a great job out here. I certainly do appreciate it. It's, ladies and gentlemen, it's Fairfield Fairfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Carrie Halbert. Woohoo!
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Carrie?
I'm great. How are you?
I am outstanding. How can you be great? You've already been in a half-hour-long meeting with, like, everybody. I hate meetings.
Oh, it was fine.
I just hate meetings.
No, we got things accomplished.
You
That's
got stuff
matters.
Done, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you get done? So you had a chamber meeting today.
We did have a chamber board
meeting. Did you? It's July. Did you have good attendance?
We did.
Really?
There were a couple people that couldn't attend, but yeah, we had good attendance.
I was
going to
say, I figured that you probably had all kinds of folks that were...
On vacation.
Vacation out of town.
Yep.
The fair's out of the way, so they decide they're going to sleep in for like a week. Something like
that's
that.
That's an idea.
Did you have that?
Oh, no. Some people go on vacation, but that's okay. I wish I was on vacation.
Before we get to the Chamber of Commerce stuff, you've got VPF stuff going on, don't you?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Tell me what is going on with the volunteers for a progressive Fairfield.
Well, we have our movie night. Saturday night.
Really?
At the park, yeah.
Okay.
Movie in the park.
Now, that is really cool. What movie is it this week?
Aladdin.
Who chooses the movies? I got to know. I got to know. There's a group of you guys that are the volunteers for Progressive Fairfield. And
yes.
I presume that a group of you, where do you get them? I mean, it's not off Netflix or something.
No,
right?
Brad August is in charge of that.
Okay.
And he picks out the movies.
He
suggests the movies.
Is this the Aladdin with the Robin Williams?
Yes.
About? Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now that's good fun. Didn't that run into like problems because of Arabia and that kind of stuff? And
I don't think so.
Muslim stuff and
no.
You've gone controversial on this, haven't you? You're going terrifically.
Oh, there's other things during in my life Republican
during the Republican National Convention. You're showing Aladdin of all movies.
It's a fun. I love Robin Williams.
Really?
He's awesome. Yeah.
Actually,
Aladdin's a good classic.
I think I went to see this movie in the theater. It's probably been.
You did?
Yeah. I think I've seen two animated movies in the theater.
What's the other one?
No, it wasn't this one. I've seen one animated movie. I saw Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
Yeah.
Why in the world would you go see Beauty and the Beast?
I don't know.
There
were the reviews out at the time. This is the last time I got suckered in by a review of an animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
The reviews out at the time said, it's going to be an Oscar material. It's going to make the top best picture list. You got to go see it. Even though it's an animated movie, you got to go see this movie in the theater because it's just great. It's just incredible. Walt Disney
outdone himself. Huh?
He's spinning his grave. He's working so hard to make this movie so good. And I went to it. And I thought, yeah, that's fine. It's a cartoon.
it's a good movie, but.
That's probably your next show that you're going to have, I bet, or something.
No, I don't know what we'll have.
Well, so, yeah, so I
go. We always try to do, like, a retro movie, I guess. You know,
so
an
that
older kinda, movie.
That
Last
kinda,
year we had Goonies.
You know, the same thing happened, like, a year or two later whenever Aladdin came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody said, well, you got to see Robin Williams' performance. And he's going to win Best Actor for just talking and all this blah, 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 hoopla. Yeah, I didn't. I was not going to go. I wasn't suckered in twice, Carrie.
Well, you can come and watch.
But
it.
I did see it. I did see it on television.
Do you know what we're going to have there?
No,
we always serve like a refreshment.
Really?
We're going to have
like
snow cones,
lemon shake ups, and stuff.
No, we don't do shake ups. Snow cones.
Snow cones
and popcorn.
Free, isn't it?
We probably will charge for the snow cones, but the popcorn's free.
And that's this Saturday?
Huh?
I tell you what, snow cone on a Saturday night.
It's going to be hot,
in
too.
It's going to be about 90 degrees, 85 degrees. But you'll be in the shade, right, by the time the movie starts?
Oh, yeah. It'll be dark.
Oh, it will be dark. So
yeah.
What time?
Well, it has to be dark to see the movie.
Well, I know, but what time do you start it?
About 8:30. Or quarter to 9. No, it'll be closer to 9, actually.
So what you need is like rain or something. Oh, no, okay.
Rain?
The fireworks are this Friday, right?
Or yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So on Friday, you can see the fireworks. And on Saturday, you can come to the park and watch a movie.
There you go. It's just
perfect. I was sitting there thinking. I was making sure that you. With activities
I was, for everybody. I was trying to make sure that you weren't stepping on the fireworks toes or they weren't stepping on your toes. Fireworks are Friday, right?
Yes.
And so we're wanting to avoid rain for them because we want them to be able to get those through.
That's right.
So that you don't have your...
Is there rain in the forecast?
20%.
Okay.
Actually, Friday's sunny, Thursday's sunny. So if you should be pretty good.
I hope.
I would think either way. Slight chance of thunderstorms on Saturday. So it sounds... All right. What is the theme? What's the plot of Aladdin? Say I'm...
I have not from seen a different, it forever.
Say I'm from a different planet. Well, you see,
a
if you haven't
planet?
Seen it... If you haven't seen it, there's probably like, this movie came out over 20 years ago. There's probably an entire generation of children that have never seen it.
I know, I don't think my kids have seen it.
Really?
I don't think so. If they have it, wasn't at our house.
What's it about?
It's been so long since a genie, and I don't know. It's been a long time.
So Aladdin's the dude. Aladdin's not the genie. The genie's the big blue thing that comes out of the lamp.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And that's Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Then there's some kid.
You have to remind me because I don't remember.
There's some kid. 20-year-old plots of movies or plots of movies we haven't seen for 20 years. Aladdin like rubs the lamp. Tom's starting to yell at us.
Hear him. He must have seen it recently.
Lavita's yelling at us, telling us the plot. All right, so what you got is you got this kid, right, who falls in love with Jasmine. There's a girl named Jasmine in it. All right.
Is that her name?
Yeah, that's her name. And then he rubs the lamp, and out comes Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, yeah.
And then pretty soon you go to the Woody guy. You got Woody the cowboy.
Yes.
Right.
And Jesse.
Now, which one's Jesse?
The girl cowboy.
The girl cowboy. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's Captain Starbuck or what the heck's his name? The Lightyear, Captain Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear,
okay. They're all coming out in this movie, right?
They are. Yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind.
One-of-a-kind all put together. I love it.
That would be a really cool movie.
You know, these kids today.
They should do that.
Let's see if we could put that together.
Well,
think we could get the rights from Disney and Pixar?
Well, sometimes the Looney Tunes commercials would have, you know, different characters in there. See if they can combine it.
Yeah. Well, that's I do know a Hollywood producer type of person.
Okay.
So, yeah, that would be pretty good. Yeah, Amy.
Yeah.
Although she's not really a producer, I guess.
But she could pitch her idea.
She would know who, yeah,
she
would
pitch
know.
The idea.
She would know who to talk to. All right,
gosh, we could make millions, bros.
And then give it all back to the volunteers for the Progressive Fairfield.
Yeah.
It all comes around.
We could save
it?
The golf course.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you did. I might ask you about that.
No,
I didn't figure you'd let me.
Let's talk about Chamber.
You brought it up.
Let's talk about Chamber.
All right, veterans. How about volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield? Putting the movie on this Saturday night. It's going to be in the park, right?
Yes. By the pool.
By the pool. Now, there's no amphitheater there anymore, right?
Well, there's seating. Well, they don't have the structure.
Okay, so what do? You put up a big screen?
Yes, there's a big screen and put all the pipes together and, yeah.
How big's the screen?
It's pretty big.
Yeah?
It's a pretty large screen. Brad August, and he does.
You had a good crowd there. What's the last movie you did?
We always have a good crowd.
Didn't you do the movie pretty recently?
It was Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. So
at the end of the... So I do the popcorn. So I'm making the popcorn the
entire
time.
Was that the original Star Wars?
No, it's the latest.
The latest, okay.
So at the end of the movie, I finally sit down. I'm like, well, who is that? And Patty goes, you should have been watching the movie the whole time. I'm like, dude, I've been making popcorn.
You told Patty to...
Patrick.
You told Pat to go jump in that lake that's sitting right there.
So I make the popcorn. It's good popcorn.
Oh, that's cool.
So come get some popcorn, even if you don't want to watch the movie. Come.
All right, so what are we talking about? We'll get home by midnight or something after this? How long does that movie run?
It'll
Will I be able to take
last.
A nap during the movie?
10 o'clock, maybe.
Oh, is that right?
10:30, 10:15.
Okay.
So the last one got over kind of late.
I got to tell you, I'm kind of surprised you went to Star Wars last time. That's PG. You might have had...
I think it was okay. I don't know. I was busy making
You didn't
popcorn.
See it. You didn't see it at all.
I didn't.
It
was a big crowd.
Well,
we always have big crowds for those. People really like coming.
Well, that's good.
It's a good family event.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that and like you said, with the fireworks, you can just get the doubleheader weekend.
Yep, that's right.
And basically, you can stay home or do whatever you want in the heat of the day, and then wait till it cools off a little bit at night and go out and watch the movie.
Yep.
Now, is the screen big enough where I can, like, throw a blanket on the ground and sit there and watch the movie from that, too?
Yeah.
That'll work?
Oh, yeah, people bring their lawn chairs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doggone. I've got Carrie Hulbert here. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more chamber stuff and what's going on. But go to that movie on Saturday night. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest today is Carrie Hulbert. Of course it's Carrie. I'm playing Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Whenever else do I play Rick Springfield? That'd be like half past never.
Hey, he's awesome.
He is awesome. He's just awesome.
I love Rick Springfield.
It's 927. It's 87 degrees. On the way up to 92 today. Actually, I'm going to zoom past that, but we'll see what happens. We've been talking about the Volunteers Progressive Fairfield. You're going to throw that big old movie out there. How often do you do those, by the way?
Once a month, like June, July, and August.
Oh, really? So what's the next one? Do you know?
I can't remember. I don't remember.
Has it been set?
Yes.
Do you know when it is? It's like if I remember, you guys like to do that one prior to school starting, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Something like the last Saturday of...
Yeah, it's not my phone. Sorry.
Huh.
I don't have it.
Oh, well, that's fine. So what we're talking about then, that's probably Taxi Driver or Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah, you know it. No, it's Hard to Hold.
Oh, the Rick Springfield movie. I got it. Are you ever going to have an R-rated movie out there?
No!
You said it is kind of a family deal, isn't it?
It is a family event.
Right. Well, yeah, Pulp Fiction I can see prior Inglourious Bastards or something you're not gonna want to do. I can understand that. Okay, all right, so the Chamber had a big meeting this morning.
We did!
What is coming up? I don't want to bring it up because I know you just get too excited.
I know.
It's coming up in September. I don't want to.
I was in a meeting about that.
We've got 30
night.
Minutes to go on the show.
Okay.
Here. I don't want you fired up.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about that last?
We'll talk about that last.
Okay.
Yeah,
because Save the best for last.
Oh, right. All right. What's coming up right now?
Well, I have a new member.
Oh, really? Who's that?
The Chop Shop.
No kidding.
Yeah, Chastity.
Chastity
Fine.
Down there. God bless her. She says that I call her Charity on the radio all the time.
I never do.
I may have one time accidentally. But, Chastity does a great job down there. They've got a lot of...
They've expanded.
Well, have you seen?
Built onto the back.
Have you seen that? Well, they've even expanded since they built the little tanning area thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
it
that's
looks really
pretty
nice.
Cool. Yeah,
it looks great in there.
What's the? They've gone farther to the west, haven't they?
Yes, they built onto the back.
More chairs, or what? They got what? They got more chairs and that kind of thing.
I think they have some ladies back there doing nails.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. When's the big ribbon cutting?
It is July.
Or are they having one?
Yeah, ribbon cutting ceremony, okay. July 29th.
How about that?
At 2 o'clock.
That would be next Friday.
No. Next Tuesday? No.
You said the 29th.
I did say the 29th, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, it's going to say it's not going to be on a Monday because it's a hair salon.
So well, that's true.
It's not going to be on the 25th. That's the only thing we can guarantee.
26th.
Okay.
It's the 26th. All right. Sorry.
That's fine. So it's going to be next Tuesday.
I typed the wrong number.
I understand. Tuesday on July 26th.
Yes,
what
Tuesday.
Time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. All right. Get everybody out there and cut. They got. So now are you going to bring the gigantic scissors or are you going to let them use their own? Because you know. Chastity's got all kinds of scissors.
I usually do bring, not the giant scissors, but I bring some scissors. But if she wants to use her own special scissors, that would be fine.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Get the crowd of chamber folks there, I guess,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. And is that the only one you have, or you have more?
I have another new member coming up in August.
Oh, really? Another new member?
Well, they've joined this past year, but they've moved.
Oh, really?
So it's to celebrate their new location.
Who's that?
Community Care Systems.
Community Care Systems over there in the old AirTex HR building, right?
Yep. Old Fair Home.
Old Fair Home? I guess it was. I keep thinking old Red and White, but that's farther down, isn't it?
Yep, it's on down.
When's that one?
August 30th.
Have you had a chance to go in there and talk to Rosalie?
Yes, I was there yesterday.
How's Rosalie doing?
She's great.
Yeah, she's been on the show before.
She has a lot of enthusiasm.
She does, and she is what one would almost define as a pistol.
Yeah, she wants to get things done.
Is that right?
Yes.
She's
fired up. She's very community-minded.
Sure is.
And
so she'll have a big crowd coming in, or what?
Yeah, they're having an open house ribbon cutting ceremony. And you know what? They were out on the South Highway for years and years and years. So this new location is so nice. It's a beautiful facility. And it allows them a lot more room. And everybody should go and see it and find out what services they provide.
They provide services to
for the elderly.
Elderly and mm-hmm. folks who are shut-ins.
Right.
And it's an outstanding service.
It is.
That's cool. That's cool. So they're not a new member, but a new move, huh?
Yep.
That'll be next month. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one.
Yeah.
How many new members do you have? You've already blown
16.
Past your... So you've already gotten 16, huh?
Uh-huh.
What was the goal?
12.
With another 4 months to go in the year?
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
5 months, really.
I guess five, yeah.
Yeah.
I miscounted.
Yep.
There are five. Yeah, but you can't really go about getting new members in December.
That's true. Yeah, I guess four, yeah.
All right. That's cool. You had written down there the porch contest. What did your porch contest winners, what were their reactions? We announced it last month.
I think they're excited.
We announced it last month.
We did.
Who was the most excited out of all of your porch contest winners? And tell me
hard.
Who your contest winners were.
Well, front porch was Becky and Terry Stahl.
All right.
Back porch was Mike and Paula Best.
I got to ask, were Becky and Terry very excited? Because they won one last year.
I haven't seen her.
Oh,
I put it in their mailbox, but I haven't really talked to her.
See, she won last year, so
mm-hmm.
she might have thought she was due to win again.
I don't think so. She, you know what?
Becky put
her
on airs,
love
maybe.
Her porch. Oh, my gosh. When I stopped by there last month, it really gave me some ideas for mine.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so now if you win next year based on the ideas from her,
I will not win.
but will you share the the chamber bucks if you do win?
Well, I like to spend chamber bucks.
All right. So you had Becky and Terry. You had who else?
Mike and Paula Best.
Mike and Paula, okay.
I
said hello to Mike, and Mike was fired up. He was glad to win. He said he never saw the money.
I talked to Paula, and she got the certificate, so I know.
Well, okay. Yeah, all right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Mike said he never saw the money.
I know. She's probably going to spend it all. I don't blame her. Stoop is Mary Sprague.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And Serendipity People's Choice was Jorge and Tara Munoz and Kay Bishop.
All right. Did you have anybody?
They were excited.
Did you have? I could tell they were excited because they kept calling in here to make sure we were announcing it right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. God bless them. Did you have anybody that was angry because they didn't win?
No.
You
I've
didn't
not,
have?
I've not heard anything. I didn't if know somebody's had, angry, they've not told me.
I didn't know if you had like folks on Facebook or say nope. something. Mm-mm. Do you have ugly people on Facebook that say nasty things and
so far,
whenever
no.
they don't
I've
win?
I've been really fortunate.
Do you expect that?
Maybe not out of the porch. Well, last year, I think I had somebody unhappy.
Did you have somebody?
Yeah. This year was better.
Why were they unhappy?
I don't know. I guess they thought they had a great porch.
They were bitter.
I wouldn't say
sour grapes.
Oh, now. You know what? People are proud of what they have, and they want to...
Sore losers.
No! Quit saying that. Not sore losers.
Well, you see, that's a pretty cool contest, isn't it?
The only thing is, well, there was one thing that people do complain about.
What's that?
And I heard one time I heard it this year was that if they don't have Facebook, then they cannot vote for the people's choice.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Same here, right here. I was the one who complained, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
I raised my hand.
So, I hate it for them, but that's just the easiest way.
You don't hate it.
Well, I do because I want everybody to have a vote, but it's just the best and easiest way to do that.
You don't hate it for me, though. I mean, I've
no, got, not for you.
I've
no.
got access. If I want Facebook, I could probably, but I didn't get a vote. I will tell you that.
Did she vote?
She did vote.
Okay.
She did vote. I'm not sure which one she voted for.
Okay.
But just like any other election, she didn't tell me who she votes for.
Well, that's good.
So yeah, but she said she voted well, that's in this day and age though, Carrie, that's about the most democratic way you can do it.
It is. And you have some people that vote for all of them, and that's fine. I'm okay with that.
It's
just good that I'm just glad people are on there to see, you know, on the chamber page and to be familiar with it.
So you can vote for more than one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's not like the All-Star game.
Oh my gosh, Major you would
League
bring
baseball,
sports into this,
Major
wouldn't
League,
you?
I'm just telling you how ballots can be stuffed.
Like your favorite NASCAR driver?
Ah,
you have to vote for that.
Do you have to vote for your favorite NASCAR driver?
Yeah, it's for the All Star.
Oh, for the shootout, All-Star. for the into the playoff thing or whatever.
Maybe
they do?
It's one of them.
Well, see, in the All Star to get in the All Star game, it's voted on by the fans,
mm-hmm.
and I want to think you can vote 35 times.
35 times.
Yeah, I don't know why they said.
And I'm sure you vote every 35.
I didn't vote. I'm an old timey guy.
Don't tell my son.
They don't even let you vote at the ballpark anymore.
What?
Used to, you remember going to the ball game and you'd get those ballots? You've been to a baseball game. You've gotten an All-Star ballot?
No.
Oh, well. What they did, how the All-Star ballots worked, is they would pass out these All-Star ballots at the ball games, and then you'd sit there and you'd, you know, punch them. That's where probably the term hanging
the Chad.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Because you were punching the Chads out, right? And now I will admit,
You stole Doty's and voted
no,
for it, didn't you? Oh,
no,
sure you
the occasionally the ushers would leave a stack of ballots somewhere, and yeah,
like your vote's going to make a difference.
And I would vote several times for the same player. Now, granted, I did do that.
Did you have a favorite player?
Oh, sure, every year.
Yeah,
Albert Pujols. I always put out 30 votes in for Albert Pujols.
Probably. Really
love Albert Pujols.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely, but. See, now it's just online, and they've even taken the ballots, I think, out of the ballpark.
Wow!
So you get a vote 35 times, and all these people are stuffing ballot boxes. It's just ugly. It's just so that's how you get a Cubs infield.
Oh my gosh. You get all four
Cubs on the infield starting a game.
You get another one in the outfield.
Oh,
Lucas
I'll bet
was
he was.
Excited.
How many times did he vote?
He
voted like 1,000 times all day.
Oh, my gosh, no.
I think it might be 35 times a day that you can vote.
That's crazy.
So over the course of like a month and a half, you can vote, do the math, 1,000 times.
No, he didn't vote.
He didn't vote. Well,
no.
That's good.
I don't think he had access.
But like I'm saying, so if you've already voted on this Facebook thing, can you vote again the next day or something?
No. It's you hit the like one. I mean,
so once you vote,
like your like, you can like it again, I guess.
But so once you vote, like, it's
yeah.
How about if I unlike my like and then like it again? Does it?
You could do that, but no, it won't matter.
Does it toll the other
like? A love doesn't count as two votes.
A love is the same as a like.
Yes. Somebody asked me that.
When's the next time you're doing something on Facebook like that or some kind of? I'm trying to remember the next.
We usually do the porch contest.
I was trying to think. Spring. You don't do that for the. I know you have judges for like the witches and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Should we come up with something?
You can see. You can see my brain moving.
I know. Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to game the system somehow.
Hey, can we talk about a back to school promotion?
Do you want to talk about that now or you want to talk about it in a few minutes?
I want to talk about it now.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So the Fairfield Retail Merchants are doing a back-to-school promotion, and this is exciting because we're giving away some.
I have not heard a lick about this.
I know.
This is brand new to me.
Yes. So we are going to give away a laptop.
Cool.
It is an HP. It's a red laptop. It's cool looking.
Really?
Yep. And so what you need to do to register is donate a school supply.
Okay.
And register, and you can.
Wait. So if I donate something,
if you donate,
I can
a
register
school
for
supply.
If I donate, like a, all right, I'll donate a notebook to somebody.
Okay.
All right. And
students can register.
Students can register.
Students are yes.
I'm not a student.
You have to be a student. Then you can register a student.
Oh, okay. Do they have to be?
You need to be a student.
Can it be a dog?
No.
That's all. Once I can register.
No.
All right, go ahead. Tell me.
Okay, you have nephews.
Yeah, they don't live in town.
Well, so you can give it to them. Like
I do have nieces. I have
Merry
nieces.
Christmas.
I have a couple of nieces. I do have a student niece. I do have a
okay,
niece that is a student.
There you go.
All right. Well, see if yeah, but if she wins it, I'd kind of feel compelled to give it to her.
Okay. Yeah, you would. You would need to do that. That would be the right thing to do, Bruce.
Tell what's the thing.
Okay. So these are the locations where you can donate a school supply. Blacks, Amy Sweet Gallery, K&M Diner, Serendipity, Priceless Foods, Kincaid Hardware, Carnaby Square, Amber Marie's, Farmer's Daughter, The Willow Tree, Uniquely Rustique, Edward Jones, Andrew Williams
and
Office,
this is where
and the Chamber.
And this is where I go to donate something.
Yes.
So I can also sign up. I can register at these places right now?
Yep. I'm going to take things around to today. Flyers and entries today.
When is the draw?
Well, the drawing is August 2nd, which is a couple weeks.
2 weeks from today.
Yes. And so all donations are going to go to the First United Methodist Church. They have a backpack giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
So
we've got Donna coming on the show tomorrow to talk about that.
Yeah. They're chamber members.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
So I have a list of just recommended school supplies on the flyer as well.
So if I donate, what are some of the supplies? A backpack? I mean, I don't
you
have
You can
a,
do backpacks,
well, if I don't have an extra bag. Can I donate like an old backpack that I have?
Yeah, preferably new.
Oh, wow.
Students like new school supplies. You open up those crayons and smell those new crayons.
That's
it's
sick.
A great smell.
That is sick.
No, it's not.
You're like teaching kids how to be glue sniffers
no,
and stuff.
No, you're not. Gosh.
You are one sick person.
No, a new crayon box smells good.
Oh, I bet you're one of those kids who'd sniff the mimeograph, too.
I can't.
Good, weren't you? Yeah.
Everybody did it.
It wasn't just me. I'm not twisted.
Oh.
All right. So, give me some idea of a couple of things to donate.
Okay. Dry erase markers, washable markers, crayons.
Chalk?
No chalk.
They don't use chalk anymore, do they?
No. Ziploc bags.
That's terrible.
Flashcards.
I'm so old.
Pink erasers, highlighters, scissors, loose notebook paper. Composition notebook, calculator.
All kinds of stuff. How about I walk in there with a sheet of paper and sign up?
A sheet of paper?
That's probably not cool, is it?
No.
I've got Carrie Halbert on here. We're talking about all kinds of things the Chamber's done. We'll be back to talk a little bit more when we return, and I might even talk about the 6Fs. Back in a bit.
Still in school, how come you never learned the golden rule? a strange man, don't be a fool. I'm hearing stories I don't think that's cool. Why don't you tell me someone is loving you? Cause you're my girl, some say it's no longer true. You're seeing some slick continental dude. I'm begging you, please don't talk to strangers. Baby, don't you go. Don't talk to strangers. You know he'll only use you. Don't talk, don't talk, don't go. Don't talk to me. Nobody talk, nobody ever don't told talk. You. Now tell me, how's life in the big city? I hear the competition's tough. What's getting back to me? Now who's this?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390. Talking with Carrie Halbert. She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. They have, I'm told, all kinds of things going on, and I've been screwing around talking about other things. She's very angry. It's a good thing she brought cookies out to make
I
up.
To
make me feel guilty for not talking about the things she wanted to talk about. Okay, what am I missing?
Okay.
Tell me about this thing tomorrow. This is going to be a big deal.
Wait, do we talk about my new board members?
We'll get to them. Tell me about this tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow is an open house because Frontier Community College is opening their student housing. And so there is an open house. It's called the Bobcat Crossing.
Okay, where is that?
It's at 2077 Industrial Drive.
All right, where is that?
Which is west of the Workforce Development Center building.
There's a gravel parking lot. Parking lot, yes. Just immediately west of the old Sanyo building.
Pepsi.
Let's do this for folks who've lived here forever and ever.
Okay, first it was Pepsi.
Okay,
that was actually trivia. Elicited
actually
trivia.
It was Sanyo before it was Pepsi.
No,
they built it. Sanyo built it, didn't they?
No, Pepsi.
Then Pepsi
Alyssa
bought
did
it.
A trivia question at the talent show at the fair the other day, and it was. She said, "What was it before?" And they said, "Sanyo." Well, what was it before that? And Pepsi.
All right. If you say so.
Yes.
All right. I'm
sure Alyssa will correct me
I
today.
Defer to Alyssa. She's sharp. She okay. knows her stuff. I'm supposed to give her a call, too, sometime. All right. Now, so this is tomorrow when?
Yeah, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Refreshments are being served.
Oh, wonderful. There'll be
yeah.
food.
Yeah.
You don't want to take
food,
it in.
Sandwiches and
you
cookies.
Don't want to take those into the buildings, do you?
I think, they have it in there, I think.
Have you been in those buildings?
No, not yet. I'm looking forward to going.
I broke in the other day.
Stop it.
No, I'm not breaking in there. They've got cameras looking over. There's security cameras.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very
oh,
secure.
Good. That's
it's
great.
Very nice.
Well, I know an athlete came in yesterday, and he loved them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said they were great.
Have they moved in yet?
No, not yet.
So I know that the singles, I guess the doubles are done now, too. The singles building is almost full.
Yeah, I think it's pretty full, maybe.
Well, there's still...
there's some openings?
Yeah, there's some openings on the doubles side.
Okay.
There's some openings on the doubles side. But this is basically to give folks a chance to look around, see
right.
how nice it is out there.
Right.
It?
Yeah, it's a great thing to come to Fairfield when it's needed.
Did you have washer and dryer in your apartment when you were in school?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, you guys.
SIU rocks. Hello.
Unbelievable. People living high on the hog up there in Champaign. We were walking through snow to school both ways.
Oh, my gosh.
Uphill.
Whatever.
Seven feet of snow.
We lived in new apartments when we.
Oh, I see. Now, yeah. I can understand. Well, yeah. Also, you're a younger person than me.
Yeah.
By several years. I'm not saying anything. You were waiting for me to make a comment. I saw you over there waiting. All right. So that is tomorrow. Okay, what else we got going on? What else have I missed? New members on the board,
new
huh?
New members. Okay, so.
Who'd you kick off?
Well, we didn't kick off anybody.
All right, what'd they do? Why did you kick them off?
Pam retired.
Pam Sharen.
Yes.
From the Wayne
and
County Press. You kicked Pam off.
Poor Pam. And Janie Stevens is leaving AirTex. And
okay.
So she's off the board.
I see.
Today was her last meeting. We'll miss her.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
Of course, Pam was too, I guess.
Yeah. Good helpers.
So who have you replaced?
So the new members are?
God bless them. Here they go.
Tim McBride.
All right.
And Brent Legg.
Really?
Yep. Tim's from Save-A-Lot and Brent's from Iconic.
Wonderful. So do they know what they've gotten themselves into?
Yes, they do. I've discussed it with them.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, that's an early meeting.
It is. But some people like to get up early and get their day started. You get your day started pretty early.
Yeah, I do.
Not by choice.
Not by choice. That's to get paid. But that's fine. Well, congratulations. I'm glad you were able to get that. Those are good new members. Tim was, is he still the Rotary King or what
no,
was
Kathy
he?
No, Kathy is now.
Oh,
Kathy
really?
Is
Tim
now
was
president.
Beforehand.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yep. Those will be good. All right. What else?
And so I spoke at Rotary last week.
How'd that go?
It was good.
What was the food?
Or maybe week before. It was good. Oh, man, it was great food. Matt Kinney made it.
Do you eat? I've always wondered what other people do. Do you eat food before, whenever you're in a speaking engagement like that?
I did.
I won't eat. I'll act like I am, but I'll sit there and just poke at it.
Oh, no, I ate. It was good.
Because I don't. I'll spill it.
Oh, okay.
On myself. And I don't want to be standing up there and. With
food
like
all down
goo
there.
All over my shirt
yeah,
or something
that
like
look
that.
Good.
Yeah, tea.
No.
Iced tea. Well, that happens. All right. Have we gotten the new maps in? If you've had some of the baseball players from outside of town coming in to mm-hmm. see you and learn mm-hmm. stuff about the community,
right.
Have you been able to give them maps for the town and county yet?
Well, we actually voted this morning. We're currently out of county maps. We uh-huh. do have some city maps available. But we're going to combine the two. We're going to put the city on front and the county map on the back.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we're going to get those printed up pretty quick.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Any opportunities for folks to throw ads on there?
Or
you already sold that? Really?
We are not going to put ads on there.
How about that? Free? Yeah. And you're not selling these
nope,
then either,
they're
huh?
free.
Man, oh, this
the
is
chamber's awesome.
Gratis from the Chamber of Commerce. How about that?
Yep.
Where are you getting the maps?
We are having a local business.
No, I'm not. I don't mean that. I mean, where do you get the maps to give to the printer? Do you have does the city? I guess the city hasn't really annexed anything lately, have they?
I don't know. Jason does all that for me.
That's the question. That was why I was asking.
Jason does all that for me. He's pretty good about that.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. So, when do you expect those in?
Well, he'll have a mock-up for me here in the next couple days.
Yeah,
so we'll get it printed out.
How big are they?
It's the city. Okay, so the county map is really large,
yeah.
And the city one is smaller. We're going with the smaller one. I don't have the exact size. 19 by 22, maybe.
It's still a folding.
That might be the,
a folding fun adventure.
Yeah.
Adventures in folding.
The big one was almost too big. So
really?
That's kind of why we went with the smaller one.
Okay. I know you've had all kinds
but
of things.
The maps are the most requested thing that I get in there.
I can't believe you haven't. You've been doing all these welcome packets.
Yes.
And you've run out of maps, haven't you?
I know, yeah. We don't have any county.
How many welcome packets have you been able to give out?
I gave 5 away today.
Really?
And I have another business that wants 5. We've got 25 made up. And so they're going quick.
You have a business that wants 5?
Yeah, 2 businesses.
How about that?
Yeah.
Because
if they have new employees that are out of town, they can give it to them.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah. So I encourage if there's any of my chamber members that have employees from out of town or if they are trying to recruit new employees from out of town, come by and get a packet from me.
Can I still get involved in the TGIF?
You can.
Can I still win?
Yes. You can.
Really?
Do I have time to review my winners the past?
Go.
Okay. On June 24th, Chris Robinson won. On July 1st, Charlie McMean. July 8th, Janie McDowell, and July 15th, Nikki Raithe.
So all these folks have won $25.
Yes, that's right.
And this week's winner is going to win
$25.
Okay, next week winner wins how much?
Big one.
The big one.
$200 in Chamber Bucks.
200 big ones.
Yeah.
Do you have enough collected?
We're close. I need Chamber Bucks.
You need
still.
Chamber Bucks.
I still need Chamber Bucks.
So somebody has Chamber Bucks.
So if you have any, bring them. You know, sell them if you're a community member. You know, buy things. And so to get those
use them if
in,
you have
use
one.
Them. Yeah, turn them in to get, you know, use them to the businesses. And if you're a business, call me. And we need to get them back in.
Where do I go to buy tickets?
To buy
TGIF tickets.
Oh, Chamber.
Chamber.
Yeah.
If I want any further information on any of these things, who do I call? Where do I look?
We have a website, FairfieldIllinoisChamber.com.
Uh-huh.
Or you can call the chamber at 842-6116.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Carrie Hulbert.
Bruce Dickey.
Thank you very much for coming on this
You're
morning.
You're welcome. I enjoy it.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all again tomorrow.